Hey everyone, welcome to the Just One More Thing podcast, the only Columbo podcast where we talk over the episodes. Oh shit. Okay, my producer's waving at me. I just got noticed that we have a cease and desist letter from the Just One More Thing Columbo podcast. John, do you got any ideas?
It's not getting any quieter.
Now that our whole business structure is fallen.
Hamper Full of Steaks is the new name of the podcast.
Hugh, Laundry, what about you? You got anything that's not? Steaks. Hugh, you got anything?
I'll end this bit now. Our new name is the Never Relevant Podcast. But y'all already know that because I've gone back in time and edited in the name Never Relevant every time we said Just One More Thing. So.
Except for this time, so it's very confusing. Or are you going to do it this time so it's doubly confusing?
I'm
going
to do it
this
time to make sure that we don't get sued.
Look at this man's big cowboy hat.
This man is a cowboy.
Oh, it's not even really a cowboy hat. It's just like a cylindrical hat with an indentation in the top, like a messy indentation.
Yeah, it's like a plateau.
It's like the hat's been dramatically injured.
He's wearing
a
fancy
this city. I hate New York.
I'll destroy it all.
I said I love Godzilla.
So this is a lot to take in. This whole outfit and the whole map of the city and the sunglasses indoors.
This man could definitely
the hat's crushed because it has to fit in his car.
Oh, it's a new style of cowboy hat.
So one thing I want to bring up about this episode as we start is that this is the first and only episode directed by Peter Falk, the titular Columbo.
That a Texas man
shit.
Paid
it's
another
also the
dude
only
with
episode
weird
that's cast
to build
underground.
And then they kiss.
The people.
What?
What is this weird dub?
I mean, the fact that they recorded this on a construction site and had to ADR it.
This dude's just tearing around all over the place in his car.
I want him to climb that
it.
Thing up the scaffolding.
He's a cowboy, and he doesn't have a horse.
Stop fidgeting. I thought it was Weast.
Where did they hire this construction worker actor? What a beautiful creature.
Deck this guy.
Why do you think Columbo picked this episode to direct? I just really like construction tycoons. I always wanted to be one.
Maybe he's got a long history of hating a specific Texan tycoon and just really wanted to end the first season. He's like, I don't know if we're going to get another season. Fuck this one guy, though,
sure,
in my life.
The police force will never believe me. Maybe he lost his eye in a construction accident.
No, he lost it as a child.
Just by being a child, he lost an eye?
Nah, he had like an eye disease or something.
That's unfortunate.
Man,
he was like four years old.
We are missing every bit of motive in this episode by talking about this shit.
Let me tell you about how I spent the last 8 months of my life meticulously memorizing the Columbo Wikipedia page. I'm sorry, the Peter Falk Wikipedia page, a.k.a. Columbo, a.k.a. the One-Eyed Serpent, a.k.a. The Falk from the Folk.
I'm turning you down so I can hear the episode.
Oh, is this going to be like a Fountainhead situation?
Sorry, I didn't read Fountainhead.
Like an Ayn Rand kind of deal?
Like the architect is like, I just want to make art. And the cowboy's like, I just want to dig for oil. inside of this building.
And then they kiss.
I hope that this is about how he digs for oil in buildings.
I mean, that's the perfect cover. You just put your oil drill inside of a building.
I mean, if you're in California, you can literally put an oil derrick anywhere. I saw one next to a fucking McDonald's last time I was there.
He just did a tiny slap on the guy.
Look at it. Yeah, look at his little not real boots.
Wait, isn't that how you say goodbye to each other in Texas?
I hate this cowboy and his little baby boots.
I've never been to Texas, so I wouldn't know.
I lived in Texas for a little bit, and that's definitely how you say goodbye. You give each other light slaps on the cheek.
I think everybody just slapped the shit out of you, Patrick. That's just what it was.
He tossed over my building.
These are my blocks, it's not okay.
My mommy got them for me for Christmas.
I spent so many years assembling this kit. Again, people calling Columbo at other people's houses and offices.
Wait, so whose office was that?
It's his.
It's this guy's office. He's the architect that the Texas man was paying to make his Texas palace.
Also, this is just the detective's office from episode 2.
Why does he have a model of the entire city?
Because he's building it.
He's not building the city.
Yeah,
he is. That's the whole plot. Is that this Texas man is paying him to build a city.
And then he came back after a long trip and is like, you built this city wrong, you dick.
Oh, so this is like a flashback about how, like, L.A. or San Francisco was built.
Yeah, a Texas man paid some weird hairy man to build it.
This guy is weirdly hairy.
Well, it's just his hair that's weird.
Is that wrong?
Is what wrong?
Is the sentence that you said actually wrong?
What?
That a Texas man paid another dude with a weird toupee to build Columbo. San Francisco?
This is Columbo. He heard there's a murder coming in. So he's on his ass.
He's not wearing an oversized coat.
The horses.
Yeah, he doesn't look dippy enough.
He's not. Like, his horse needs to have a cigar in its mouth for it to be Columbo's.
Is this rich man number 3, or is this still the cowboy?
I think it's the cowboy, but I think the actual murder's gonna be the horse. This horse is just gonna trample the shit out of him. Steal all his money.
What a beautiful
creature. I like that he looks like a little bullet.
The man or the on the horse?
No, they've got him like in a ballistic helmet.
Yeah, he's like, I just got fired out of a cannon onto the horse.
Gonna revolutionize the sport of horse racing.
God, there are so many rich people.
This is you can tell it's the same guy. He's got the same sunglasses on, Pat.
Ah, I love shouting at a horse in the morning.
I like that his his hood ornament's also a horse. Oh my God!
And it looks like it's Columbo? About 85 degrees.
No,
outside.
It's not Columbo.
Yeah, no,
and he's got this huge wool coat.
He walked up to this car from behind.
That was the toupee man.
He was definitely able to see in the back seat. He's also got three mirrors.
Did you see that the handle of his door was just a big gun?
Is it?
Oh my God.
Ooh.
Pow, pow, pow. Oh, hell. Driving gloves are on.
This is much different music than we usually hear.
It's because it's non-diegetic music. Or no, it's diegetic music.
No, this is non-diegetic.
Well, it's coming from the car.
It's not getting any quieter.
It's a really good stereo system.
No, it's just coming from his jacket. He's got a radio built into his jacket.
It's getting quieter.
It's one of those crazy fucking directional speakers, the like sound lasers.
It's like a reverse fox catcher situation going on here.
I really wish every time someone was like, is the music here diegetic or non-diegetic? And then every time it's like, of course it's diegetic. And it just pans over to like a guy playing the music.
Yeah.
Just out of frame always.
Just one man banding it.
Who's driving the car?
Columbo.
Yeah,
oh,
I mean,
shit.
We are back in the car now.
And yeah,
the Texas man is
driving
missing.
Gloves.
Oh my God,
on.
He fed him to those horses.
I can't believe the murderer wasn't the cowboy.
Well, what the fuck?
I can't believe the murderer wasn't the horse.
Okay, I know this man's a psychopath. You see that he scooted over and got out of the passenger side. What kind of monster does that?
Bench seats, dude. I mean, that's the whole point.
Man.
Yeah.
That just feels... Like, as a person that's never owned a car with bench
seats,
it just
feels perverse.
Yeah, it just...
Where's my cup holder? Where?
This man looks very worried.
Breaking into a house.
Oh, that was smart to ring the doorbell, though, because then he could see if anybody was there. Granted, he waited like 5 seconds, and I'm assuming this house is huge.
All right, what's your plan, buddy?
Play a game of pool?
Of course, the first thing a guest needs to see when they walk in your door is your pool table that's
also,
right in the entrance hall.
Also the horse statue on your desk.
There's some guns.
Like horses. Oh, okay, so he was unpacking, but he's like, wait a minute, my horses! And he ran out quickly to go see.
I think it's going to make it look
another
like
horse thing on the wall
to go
there.
On a trip.
This dude, like, I bet he and 13-year-old girls get along great because of how much they obsess about horses.
Absolutely. Yeah, so he's going to make it look like he went on a trip and totally did not die.
I just got in from a trip, smashed your playset, and went back on a trip.
Oh, shit, do you think this one's going to finally hide the body?
Oh my god, imagine.
this changes the whole game.
I'm telling you, the body's already gone.
Do you think he'll make more of an effort than just dumping it in the water outside his house?
Yeah.
Yeah, right, like near his house, not even...
hanging it from a tree by the ankle, outside, in the, like in his lawn.
This is obviously someone trying to intimidate me. It's a not
remember
building
when that guy...
Building.
See? The handle. It's a gun.
It is. It's just a pistol.
Yeah.
So do you think that they made this episode because they found a car like that with like a guy
that
on set?
That was Peter Falk's inspiration.
I would. Yes.
It was just like, now
yes.
we gotta know
loves
his story.
Rectangle.
Look at this shitty rectangle I built.
Yes, the whole
Isn't
town
so
shows
great?
Up for
I've
rectangle.
I've never seen a rectangle that big.
Thank you, yes.
Please,
Thank
everyone,
you.
Shut up. Let Rectangle talk.
They brought potted plants down just for this presentation.
Oh, look who it is.
Yeah, he didn't actually walk down that hill. If you just, like, leaned behind the truck, you would see a Columbo-sized hole in the earth.
So I now know what, like, alright, there's a very clear hallmark that this was directed by Peter Falk, and it's that every character is a character actor.
Yeah, oh!
I thought you were going to say because every shot's slightly out of focus. But...
No, like, just think of the characters we've got so far.
Field. Is that what you're saying, Pat?
We've got a bunch of loud-ass cowboys, a bunch of construction workers who can barely talk, we've got, like, a prissy architect man. And we've got Columbo, and we've got this, like, straight-up, might-as-well-be-in-a-frickin'-zoot-suit Hispanic cop protecting
say,
the scene.
This is, like, the most, like...
Even the secretary is a wacky... Oh, even the jockey's wacky.
Even the fucking construction helmets are character actors.
Oh, look at them. That lady had a fancy construction hat.
Could you imagine... going somewhere to have someone talk to you about a fucking skyscraper that looks like every other fucking skyscraper?
This is why I have assistants, Hugh.
Well, this was the 1970s. Modernism was still relatively new and chic. It was just now becoming the lingua franca of, like, corporate America.
The rectangle had only been invented 20 years ago at this point.
That's right. No one had drawn a rectangle before that.
They laid down AstroTurf for this construction site presentation?
It's probably like a big carpet of it. Holy shit, the cowboy was married to her?
Yeah.
This guy did well.
Wait, is that a construction hat?
I hope it is.
I don't... Okay, never mind, it's not.
It also It seems like it's a hat they found in their prop department and then jazzed up with stick-on felt dots.
Exactly.
I mean, it makes sense. It makes sense that she was married to the cowboy because they bonded over their love of hats.
Yeah. Love of crushed, weird, shapeless hats.
Multiple people saw him get back in town.
He frequently disappears for months without a word. There's a man with his shirt off. There's a construction worker with his shirt off in the background.
I see him.
This party's about to get fucking crazy.
All that matters is that he has a hard hat on.
Hard hat, hard nipples.
Oh, and chest completely waxed.
Oh, this is wife number two.
Oh, do you think he got waxed recently? He wanted everyone at work to see?
Well, he got waxed because he was going to a formal occasion.
He is beaming back there. He's like, hey, look at me. I lost some weight recently.
She just won't die.
His pants are so high and his jacket's so long.
This architect is doing a bad job of not being suspicious. I'm sure he'll be Ooh. Back. We gotta go now, bye!
What are the hors d'oeuvres here?
I think that's a champagne fountain.
No, but next to him.
I think it's
Christmas cookies.
Is that
saltwater taffy?
I think we're literally talking about it, but we're talking over it.
It's probably just a little champagne fountain. Oh, it's little rectangles, like the big rectangle, but little. This is a true celebration of the rectangle in all of its forms.
Look at Columbo encouraging him with his rectangle.
I love this rectangle. It's got so many rectangles
on
it. Yeah, who doesn't say HVAC?
Oh my god, they are making a whole city.
Wait, are we pretending that this architect is struggling? Are we pretending that there is such a thing as a struggling architect?
Yeah, we know they'll make a ton of money.
I saw How I Met Your Mother. They may be able to afford a really big apartment in
fuck?
New York City, but...
He's very much alive.
Everyone's a character. What do you think her masseuse's catchphrase is?
I don't know. I'm Chinese.
Probably something like, you want a shitload more red wine? I do feel like this...
Just calls her a child bride.
Yo, you're like a 22-year-old
It's the hat.
In a gray
of course
wig.
He's dead.
There's no way he would leave that hat.
Alright, so she's 30.
Because this real estate tycoon is Drake, apparently.
Ooh, did she just call Columbo lover?
Yeah, of course.
Ooh.
Yeah, she and Columbo are gonna fuck.
I called it. Oh, she's Japanese.
She's Japanese.
What is this extended Japanese bit we're doing?
Columbo's like, I understood all of that.
I remember shooting a lot of you.
Yeah, he said sayonara.
I like this lady's style.
Yeah, she's what I want to be. Like, yeah. I hope I am eventually old and bitter, but I married rich, and so...
Old, bitter, and luxurious.
Yeah, so I married rich, so now I just live, like, in a bed of feathers all the time.
I do feel like she is missing just straight up, like, a kingly goblet of red wine. Just like a 4-gallon bucket of red wine.
She didn't want it to stain the carpet.
This color of carpet is a theme throughout Columbo.
Columbo's gonna get laid.
Yeah,
she's so flirty. He's like, you know, I've never gotten laid before since my wife is a ball of amorphous gas.
Did you see her ceramic cigarette trough? I have no idea how old this lady is.
I like that no one has mentioned his horse obsession.
Who takes care of the horses?
When he wants to talk about horses, he comes to visit me.
We both have a deep horse love. than us.
When he comes to, when he wants to talk about hats, he goes to his wife.
These are the two things he talks about.
Really? Strange.
Again, people calling Columbo at other people's houses and offices. How do you get your hair so tall? Yeah, it looks like you just skipped town and went somewhere forever.
I, you know, if Columbo had a cell phone,
I wiggle my teeth around. The car is still playing country tunes.
I told you, Columbo, this is diegetic.
Columbo,
it's got like a
Columbo
thermonuclear generator in there.
Very upset because he knows how the murder happened. He's like, fuck, this guy really did a good job of covering his tracks.
Wait, but we don't even really know how the murder happened.
Yeah, but Columbo does. We've already established this. It's part of the lore. Columbo's, like, listening through all the tapes, like, I can feel, like, minor electromagnetic disturbances from the psychic vibes of the murder, but the police force will never believe me.
I thought we had established that every POV shot without Columbo in it, or with every single scene without Columbo in it, is a POV shot from Columbo.
I mean, I think that
I feel
Columbo
like we had established generally that Columbo knows.
See, like, right there, he's like, oh, yeah, okay. Now I know how to gaslight this guy. This is not Columbo figuring it out. This is Columbo figuring out how to gaslight a person.
Oh, my. It's going to be something like, oh, the tapes weren't played through all the way.
Ah.
The cowboy would never listen to classical music.
That's right. Good job, Columbo.
Look at how many people have to be here. To make sure that Columbo doesn't just, like, burst.
He's all like, right, I wonder what this dude's character is. Is this going to be, like, a Mulder, or...
He solved it, and now he's just rocking out.
Yeah.
This is now what he's just
this is what an orgasm looks like when Columbo has one.
Columbo's just in there, like, if he was the last guy to drive this car, when I turned on the radio, it would just play my red solo cup.
The return of this shapeless pile of gray hair.
Oh, wow, another horse statue. Oh, and a bull statue on the table just to change things up.
And a big ring of pool cues. Yes, ma'am, yes.
I like that. I like Ticker as a name for Hart.
I love how, like, she's dressed in just red, and it's just like one shade, and she's got all these fucking ornamentations and patterns.
Yeah, her shit is so much more complex.
Yeah,
that's how you know she's the brains, and the other one's pure and innocent.
That's right. With red, that's the pure innocent color.
A big koosh ball of a horse. Some kind of, like, malformed anemone in there. And
oh, and also, look, hair up, hair down, hair up. Blonde, gray. I can't wait for the reveal in the credits that this is actually the same actress twice.
Look, her, she's boobs. Her, she's butts. That's how it is.
God damn it, Columbo, stop doing jump scares.
Pulls a gun out.
He just starts miming. He's like, two words. No, I just stole the badge off a guy I killed.
No, just a policeman. at all these degrees.
Yeah, what a busy boy.
Oh, he lectures students 16 hours a day. What a terrifying man, and what a fire hazard. I hope they all
have smoke alarms where he works.
Yeah. Wow, this map is all jacked up.
This is some interesting architecture. I've never seen this style.
So many rectangles. I've never seen so many rectangles in one place.
Columbo just smoking out.
Not even paying attention to her ass.
He's just gone.
He just distracted her and started looking at the dude's personal shit.
A crime scene?
Aw, shit. Columbo accumulates evidence.
I do like this, actually, because this is much more of him putting it together than you ever see in the other episodes.
Yeah.
He reached into that deep bin and tickled the classical lizard.
Some Flintstone stuff.
You can't stop Columbo once he starts jamming out.
I want the reveal to be like the classical music and the country music is the music of the corrupt. The real music's just jazz, and he puts on a jazz record.
Columbo plays a jazz record, and
it's like a huge,
it, like,
explosive
utterly rips
plane
apart
crash in the middle.
The architect. No, no.
Columbo pulls a jazz flute out of his coat.
God, I love it, man. When we get. The perpetrator walks into a room and there's already like 7 cops arrayed there. Columbo pulls out a jazz flute and the other cops all pull out like trumpets and saxophones. They just jazz at him until he confesses.
Look, we are however many minutes into this episode and she literally just like confirmed that the architect's a liar.
And that he has a motive.
Yeah. Now all we need to do is have the architect give Columbo his home key, and Columbo will be able to do the rest.
Now he just needs to wait outside the window until...
That shit. Oh, God.
I was really hoping Columbo would walk into frame in that photo.
Oh, don't worry. He's here.
Is he gonna just question this dude in front of his whole class? Boy, I just love ancient burial structures.
I've been entombed in many before.
Now tell me, where in the pyramid did they dump their partner? The guy just starts sweating profusely.
Well, I guess that's kind of the hard thing, right? Like, if Columbo can't produce a body, it's kind of hard for him to say that he was murdered. So let's see how the body gets handled.
Oh, my. Is the body underneath the building?
Oh, probably.
Very likely.
I don't understand. See, I would
have
thought...
And he's going to be like...
They used a water crane to get it up there. And slaves... They wouldn't use slave labor for water cranes. Sorry.
Columbo's like, you know, I saw the aliens from Zorgmorph drop those big
when
blocks.
I was there when they were building the pyramids. That's not how they did it.
Who is that guy?
In the background.
What's his story?
I think he might be the projector operator.
Oh, he's absolutely... But what is he still doing there?
Probably dropping acid.
He was a guy doing their job.
I thought I saw him holding a thin film. Telling a woman
he's
not to
doing
be
his job
especially
whenever they
in
came
the
to this set to work, like, at a university.
He's just like,
we gotta do this. She's like, that's not my problem.
It's
I've got
so
work
frustrating
to
for me, like, Columbo, the one-punch man of detective.
I was gonna guess, like, Columbo wrote him, like, a 15-page script. that's like, this is your story.
Pick it up, look at the item, then put it back down.
It reminds you of your wife and the child that she stole.
What is Columbo carrying?
I think he's carrying a pack of cards.
Oh.
Or maybe a bunch of pockies.
Is he just going to start throwing cards at this guy's face?
Columbo's big into Japanese snacks. You know, the ones he sees in his anime.
Raisins.
Oh, no.
Raisin occurs. A raisin
this
happened.
This is going to be really good for anyone who subscribes to our Patreon and gets the Clapcast.
Yeah, guys. All you have to do is subscribe $50 a month, and you will get access to our Clapcast. Or be one of the first 100 subscribers.
Jesus Christ, the Clapcast is so not worth
it. Please do not donate that much money to us. Just do the $1. This guy's kind of squirmy.
Oh, it's probably all the alpha particles.
Oh,
I'm
my God,
you feel
Columbo.
Kind of a prickly,
just like radiating.
You should get some Prussian blue in you.
To you, maybe the red's for the scarlet red letter.
Columbo, too short.
I'm a little boy. I need your help.
My powers,
I just want him to just be like just reaching into his back pocket.
My powers give me much control over reality, but it can't change my height.
That is a constant. Oh.
What just happened?
Oh
no, we jumped backwards.
Hey.
Okay.
Okay.
We're back at you and his wife.
Hey,
admirer of my work. Oh yeah.
Okay. He's a short
I'm gonna
talk until I need to edit. And saw the plans. Took him by surprise. Okay.
He has that
Texan
anger.
They're all insane.
Just explosively angry. Look, when I get
angry, it's gonna be a normal office.
I shout at a horse, and I play some pool, and I talk about hats.
I want it to be revealed that the reason he only ever directed this episode is because like he went massively over budget, and like the end of this episode is like a horse race.
I also want this.
It's like a huge explosive plane crash in the middle.
Yeah, Columbo's on the horse because he's short, as previously established.
And he's having a dramatic gunfight. And he's doing kung fu.
I really like that, like, back then the big thing was like, oh, these oil tycoons from Texas have all this money. And nowadays it's like, oh, no, it's Silicon Valley startups from California that have all the money. I like that we have regional.
If Columbo was still on air, he would be busting a Silicon Valley startup.
Oh, yeah, Mark Zuckerberg would be taken apart.
And it would rule.
Yeah, that would be dope.
Oh, it'd be so good.
I'm beginning to think this architect man never parts his teeth.
I was about to mention that. His teeth are stuck together permanently.
Do you think he's just got like a big koosh ball of a tongue? Some kind
wait,
of like
I'm
malformed
sorry. What do you mean
anemone in there?
What do you mean part his teeth?
What? His teeth are constantly held together because he's so upset.
Yeah, just clenched.
Oh. I was gonna say, can you guys move your teeth?
Oh yeah. I wiggle my teeth around all over the place. Is Columbo just eating tons of candy?
I respect this guy.
No,
he's
also
got this
little
candy. I don't know.
Yeah, that's good.
I think that's a chalk holder.
This dude slurs quite a bit.
It's
Columbo's tie is so neat this episode.
This guy reminds me of the guy that plays Snape.
Imagine if you just killed a man and you were like, I need to listen to the radio to calm down.
Driving to the airport, I've got to get on that radio.
I love that we get a sound cue when Columbo first starts to break the criminal. Oh, great. We get to watch these construction workers try very hard to act again.
I love that, like, the sound people on this episode were like, yeah, let's just keep the construction machines, you know, going as loud as
possible. Yeah, there's no way we could add that in post, so just get that stuff going while we're talking.
At least the boom isn't just wandering around the whole construction site.
They figured out how to keep it in frame, but they can't figure out how to get people to shut the hell up.
Well, they're just, like, waving the boom over various machines, like, I wonder what this will sound like.
Oh, no. I just had a horrible thought. What if the boom mic is that loud machine?
This is just after the invention of boom mics.
Well, it's just like, yeah, this is why we don't use them properly, because they're so loud.
So fucking loud. Also, they're the size of a semi. It's the 1970s. What, you think everything's nice? No, it sucks. Oh, he's in his, like,
what kind of
dumpy Indiana Jones outfit.
Who says HVAC?
No one says, yeah, who doesn't say HVAC?
What the hell's going on? This guy's calling Columbo out.
Oh, I just wander around town all day like a big dumb idiot. I'm totally not investigating you for murder. You wanna question that? Maybe challenge it?
Now, Mr. Columbo, I'm a great professor in Egyptian studies, and I'm going to just ask: are you Thoth?
Because when I look at you, I see an ibis, and I can't handle it.
Oh, there's that shirtless guy. He's back.
I'm glad he's consistent.
Some of his friends weren't in work that day, so he had to do it 2 days.
Hey, check this out. I'm all waxed. I'm so clean.
I got an appointment at the doctor.
God, I love it when we get just like that rare glimpse of Columbo watching his prey. Here's another character
this
actor.
This is such a con. He's just trying to get information about heart medicine.
I like how this doctor's office has no ceiling. It's just an open box.
It's a coffin.
I like that this Texas man employed a gnome for a doctor.
Look at this, like, Operation Paperclip Nazi doctor that is examining his heart. Sir, that's a HIPAA violation.
Yeah, you're not supposed to really talk about that. Is this before HIPAA, maybe?
Wait, yeah, he's saying, like, Mr. Country Texan Man is still not officially dead.
You have no right to his medical records. Goes up his butt. Oh. Energy cells. It's science. Could you imagine?
What? He has to get open heart surgery every year?
Look at this.
Is
sexy
Columbo,
Columbo
fit? Is he fit?
Look at him. Oh my god.
We have also established that Columbo isn't just fit. He's thick.
Yeah, he is thick. Yeah, look at that low-tie sexiness.
But he's like, he looks so like thin without the jacket on.
Yeah. I mean, again, the jacket is to keep people off guard.
Also, wait, is this the first time we've ever seen Columbo without the jacket on?
I mean, that's why he's getting so disarmed by this rich person. He can't fight this rich person off. He's got to flee.
Oh, a suit jacket and an overcoat. Okay.
He has to run from the rich person for the first time we've ever seen before.
Look at those legs, Columbo. Columbo,
don't do it. Don't put your gremlin weed down. You cannot survive without it. We all know this. Oh, my God. My God.
Whoa.
Whoa. She Columbo'd him.
How do you get your hair so tall?
Look at how she...
there?
Does she just come from the set of like a Star Trek the original series set?
She is wearing a space dress.
Do you think she has this? She comes from the same place that Columbo does. Because she's been like, I know he's dead, and been like teleporting into the scene. Another multi-dimensional being.
This guy just seems like a know-it-all. Oh, here comes Columbo. I got plenty of balls in my trench coat.
I'm just waiting to see Columbo's face through one of those little holes in the lining.
Yeah,
the
I was too.
Like right that one right there. Oh, is it a body?
Oh,
is
shit.
The body? Oh, is
shit.
The body?
Here's the body. Why would he ditch the body outside his tennis club?
Oh, what the fuck?
Oh, it's the hat.
It's the hat. Of course he's dead. There's no way he would leave that hat anywhere.
It's where he stores all of his texts and energy.
That's why he was so happy on the horse course, because he wasn't wearing his hat.
Oh my... For real, dude.
Wait, he wasn't wearing the hat whenever he was killed, though.
He absolutely was not, but it might have been in the car?
I guess. He's nervous because Columbo's the one that planted the hat.
I was gonna say, like, he seemed shocked that the hat existed.
Also, like, she went straight to that fucking thing. Look at that real ass smoking right there. Oh, shit!
Columbo.
But I mean, like...
King of jump scares.
After...
His fucking like shoulder angel.
Oh, that guy just brought that up too.
Here, have another shot of olive oil.
Do you think this is like a Macbeth situation?
Oh, wow.
It's very possible. Where are we right now? Whose house is this?
Columbo doesn't have his gremlin weed, so we need something new.
We must be wherever like the tennis court is.
Yeah, get that big Evo.
See?
EVO.
Columbo, you're losing your powers.
No, Columbo is just putting it all together.
No, he's not smoking his cigars. He's weak. He's vulnerable.
My heart is too strong.
I'm just a normal detective now.
All this blood flow is suppressing my necromantic energies.
So it had to have been in the car when he killed him.
And the cylinder part was all punched in.
Wait,
you
didn't
know,
he,
how
wait,
his car
he broke
did.
Into that, he broke into the house as well, right? Remember what after he killed him?
Yeah, but he didn't plant the hat.
Yeah, he did break into the house and like pack bags and stuff.
Yeah, but he didn't. He like he said he didn't recognize the hat because he wasn't wearing it when it happened.
Telling a woman not to be hysterical, especially in the 1970s, is just not good optics.
Yeah, he's definitely kicking the dog in this situation.
You were too simple.
I like the hard cuts in this episode. We've had a lot of them, and not all accidental by Patrick.
Columbo, Falk wanted... Oh, like, wow.
This guy is...
Why did he turn down the music and kill them?
I love that he's just pouting.
Oh, I think he's another architect.
No, well, yeah, he came in to ask them to turn the music down.
Wait, did he steal Columbo's jacket? Okay, I'm sorry. I thought he was wearing Columbo's jacket for a second there.
No, he's wearing the jacket.
Okay, sorry.
He was wearing that earlier.
I'm sorry.
Turn down that music.
I'm very paranoid now because I'm worried for Columbo.
Having your own office must rule.
Right?
It's like a cubicle with a fourth wall.
Fuck, that sounds crazy.
Well, it's just like having someone, like, someone's paying for you to be there, and they trust you enough to do your work that they let you be alone and do it. It's like, oof. Yeah, there's a lot of responsibility.
And you can just jam classical music all day.
Yeah, and be like, no, I'm upset that the murder victim that I killed is possibly being discovered.
More hats. What the fuck?
This is Louis XIV
shit she's wearing.
I was about to say,
did she just
get back from a time travel situation?
I'm telling you, she is from another dimension.
You think she's a Time Lord, Patrick?
She's whatever Columbo is.
Whatever who?
Columbo is,
yeah.
Because, like, she knows who, too.
Man, I never knew how much I want women to dress like they're in the French court.
She's also got, like, weird pigtails attached to her big gray dome now.
This is great.
She is a style icon.
This is what millennials are searching for.
Oh, he's trying to frame her.
Smart. And
oh my god! Columbo!
He sensed his
stop.
Name. I just want Goldie to now be smoking the cigars. I saw you surrendered them, Columbo, so I've taken them.
Columbo walked in and then realized he had to justify how he got there.
Yeah. Oh shit.
The energy Columbo uses is like the speed force, so it's like they're both draining that energy at the same time.
But a non-evangelical
Christian
speed force.
I seriously can't look away from this lady's crazy prince outfit. It's awesome. From one interdimensional traveler to another. In Japanese.
Oh my god, I just downloaded the Japanese language.
Is that on your marriage records?
Oh.
And he just goes, and I killed him 3 days ago.
He's like, no, no, you gotta understand. We drive the murderer insane.
Yeah. You don't understand, you crazy interdimensional being. Whoa. This is... You could definitely be getting in trouble for this.
Well, because Columbo knows you did it.
No, I know. He's like, oh, there's no harm done. I'm just saying, like, in real life, that is a crime.
It's absolutely a crime. I don't know who she thought she was framing by putting in the tennis court.
I think she, like you said, she just wants him to investigate more. But I think she also knows it was this guy. But she knows she can't just say it, so she's trying to frame him so people will investigate him. Well, that Columbo's slowly nudging him to the middle of the road.
Why do they
want to slow him down.
Why do they keep giving this construction worker lines? Don't worry about it, it's not a safety hazard.
Yet again, I love that every car is all terrain versatile.
Yeah.
That Ascot, though.
I mean, this dude does work in style. He's learning stuff from the French prince lady.
Oh, Joe, yeah. He just talked to you, but he's looking for you. Oh no, he's discovered my true form.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
Oh, how'd you find out I was a drider?
Are the effects of the goblin weed wearing off already? Oh no. Classic error.
Yep.
Overly cocky.
Giving way too much information to the Columbo. Yeesh. Columbo loves this part. You can tell by the look on his face.
He can't even keep a straight face.
Yeah.
Oh, the double bluff. Columbo's like, this motherfucker.
What the fuck's going on?
Yeah.
I'm off my game.
Every time I think I've got a good case, it's going to be challenging. The murderer always just admits it. It's so frustrating for me, Columbo, the one punch man of detectiving.
Man, Columbo must have been really mad about the OJ case when that book came out.
Oh, I think I know what the murderer is going to do.
Tubes. Nice. Detoxing. I feel like the first time Columbo picks that green stuff up again, he's gonna fucking ascend. Isn't that illegal?
It seems like it would be super illegal.
Oh my god, that's it! His doctor told him to stop the gremlin.
Oh, it's a classic British royalty play. Oh, okay, interesting. So this is the first murderer that has motive to, make it a mystery.
Make it look like it's not a murder.
Well, they all wanted to make it look like it. Well, yeah, I guess you're right. Because, the first one, he made it look like a murder.
Yeah, he literally, left him on his lawn.
Right. That's true.
Get it?
Nice. Yeah, it's the first time I saw that Columbo has caps in his mouth.
Oh my god, Columbo. Just radiating fucking cockiness at this dude.
See, do you get it? It's because they were surrounded by concrete.
See, I don't think the body's under there. But he's going to have him dig it up and it's not going to be there. They're like, wow, Columbo, you boob. Go back to smoking cigars. It's making you dumb. And then that night...
And then he goes back to smoking cigars and he gets Popeye muscles and he lifts up the whole building and the body's under.
No. But then, they go back the same night and the guy's there to, bury the body after they dig up the first time. So he's like, well, you would never dig up the concrete twice in a row. But they do. And they catch him.
What a miserable looking place.
No joke.
I mean, what do you think HVAC places
are like? Excuse me, like, HVAC, really? Patrick.
Oh, shit.
Who would ever say HVAC? What
it
a
can't
ridiculous
be
phrase.
How could if you said HVAC, how would anyone know that it stands for heating, ventilation, and air conditioning?
Well, okay, that makes a lot more sense than I thought it meant.
What'd you think it meant? Come on, admit it.
I'm trying to think of a funny thing. I just didn't know what like human ventilation, air conditioning. I don't know. Like, I don't know what the. I just never knew what the H was. I knew the V was ventilation. I just always thought it was like.
Columbo pulls up behind him.
Classification
heavy vacuum
of like the side. Human ventilation AC.
Yeah.
Because they're all so stinky.
Well, that's what the ventilation's for. For humans.
I bet it's going to be closed as soon as he gets there.
We don't serve Columbos.
Yeah. He just points to a sign.
Demons gotta go through the back entrance. This is the 70s. Oh.
Look at how, like, his eyes are baggy because he can't smoke.
I love this episode because it teaches us so much about, like, Peter Falk's objectives with, like, the show and the character of Columbo.
That's true.
And this tells us that Peter Falk really wanted to see what Columbo would do if he ever went to the DMV.
Wait, didn't we have an episode where that literally happened because his vehicle registration expired?
Oh, yeah, that's right. And then he didn't do it. He just left.
No, he did it. He did it eventually.
Oh, okay.
He, like, came back where he was like, hey, I got it this time.
He just writes one out perfectly and hands it to him.
Just forges it, or just, like, prints it on piece of notepad paper.
He just, like that robot in iRobot, he just scans his hand across his notepad and it creates a perfect replica of the form that he needs.
I love how furtive this dude's tone is. It's like he's afraid of waking a million babies sleeping in the back room.
Look at all these people with fucking tubes walking around.
That's how engineers do. We're always carrying tubes. Nice!
I just want to pull a gun out and just shoot the ground.
He's just rubbing. Oh my god. Honestly, same Columbo.
Now Columbo's got a role.
I'm an engineering man.
This dude's doing a bad job.
What is this slapstick?
Yeah, what is this
Watch
scene
me eat
even?
This.
Why are we watching Columbo wade through red
Columbo
tape? That's like the opposite of the point of Columbo.
I don't know why Columbo doesn't go, motherfucker, I'm here on, like, a murder charge, you piece of
shit.
Yeah,
up until this point, procedure has simply not applied to Columbo.
Well, you know what? You know why? Because he's not smoking his gremlin weed.
But
also,
my God, that's it! His doctor told him to stop the gremlin weed, and now rules work.
I was gonna say, normally we just aren't with Columbo this much.
There's the shirtless guy again. This dude never wears a shirt.
I thought y'all were just joking, because I never actually saw him. Holy shit, that dude has
no
shirt on.
He's been in
that
every
guy's been
scene
here the whole time.
I was like, this is a bit, and
oh,
it's
no
fine.
Did you see it? That man had the green weed.
Columbo's just gonna snatch it out of his mouth, like, all sweaty and shaking, like, I need this. Give it to me.
Why is he talking into a microphone?
Yeah, look, he's having headaches. He's going through withdrawal. But I mean, like, after detoxing, I feel like the first time Columbo picks that green stuff up again, he's gonna fucking ascend.
Yeah, he's gonna be levitating off the ground. Yeah,
he's gonna assume
lotus
position and like teleport into the ninth dimension.
I feel so bad making these construction workers do construction work. Look at how much work they're doing. What the fuck is this, like, space weapon?
There's a TV station here, and this is, I guess, what cameras looked like in the 70s.
Oh, you're an idiot, because cameras can't capture my form. It's just him in this, like, foggy gray musk, around, like, next to him.
What is this guy's game plan?
I'm telling you, they're not going to find the body, and he's going to try and hide it tonight.
Is there enough time left in this episode for him to hide a body and Columbo to find it?
No, Columbo's going to catch him while he's hiding the body. He's going to turn the lights on, and the shirtless man is going to pop out of the hole and be like, "We got you!"
Like a dirty gopher.
Yeah.
Ah! It's me! Columbo's sidekick, shirtless man.
Oh my god, yes!
Yes, show me your outfit. Show it.
Yeah!
Wow.
Whoa.
I just came from Big Trouble Little China with this outfit.
What is going on?
I mean, these two rich people are having a power struggle.
Rich people can't
aura.
Be good.
Like, she's just terrifying right now.
Rich people aren't supposed to be good in Columbo. I'm very thrown off.
No, she's not rich, because he's not dead yet, so she hasn't gotten her money yet, Patrick. So she's not rich yet.
Which means, well, she's still pretty rich. She was getting a shiatsu massage from a lady who only spoke Japanese, and she's dressed like every prince France has ever had.
I think she's consuming the rich essence of the Texas tycoon.
Okay, this is her transformation sequence.
Yeah, her metamorphosis is happening.
Oh wow, Columbo is worried.
See,
I feel very confused about this episode.
Not worried about not cracking the case.
You know, I feel like if there were more than one shirtless man, it would be less weird, but it's just one. It's just the same guy. Being shirtless.
Yep. He just doesn't like a shirt when he works. It infringes with his whole vibe.
I hope it's just like in writing, just says, "Fuck you, Columbo."
Before he even knew Columbo would be on the case,
exactly.
He anticipated the t-shirt.
Yeah, burn that
shirtless
shit!
Shirtless man again.
Could you imagine the LAPD giving this much of a shit about anything nowadays?
Oh god. He's
you
still
imagine
just there
a
moping.
Site being
well, hold on,
just, like,
hold on. This is a rich white man's death.
The body, like,
fair enough.
Yeah, that's
fair,
fair.
Enough. Even still, this is just so much time and effort. Look at her. She's just.
What?
Yes! Check out that
I'm
pipe!
Really worried.
What is going on?
I'm really worried that this is going to be the last 15 minutes of the show. And we're going
really
to have nothing to say
by this episode. Is the easy answer that he changed which pillar was named what?
That'd be way smarter. And way better.
Yeah.
Oh, do you think it's just, like, in that guy's house? Like, Columbo's gonna go visit and the body's just there, sitting in a chair?
The body is actually just, like, dangling over the whole construction site from a crane.
Yeah. We never looked up!
No. Yeah. They always
Columbo's
look down.
Columbo's taking in human sustenance.
We'll see. It's an unmarked can, we'll see.
It could be diesel.
It could, whatever, see just some WD-40.
Or it could be an empty can.
Yeah. He's just slowly eating it. He's nibbling on it.
I'm feasting on emptiness.
What the fuck? Okay. Now, granted, this guy's doing a good job of being offended rather than annoyed. Look at her licking her lips when she looks at Columbo.
Is Columbo gonna lose? Oh, for a second, I thought she was putting her red coat on him.
Oh, that'd be great.
I was really hoping she would.
I don't respond to. I don't answer to human authority.
Have you ever asked what God will do when you disappoint him?
Clouds are forming.
Sad Columbo music.
Kicks over a stone, dead corpse.
This
face.
Shot is incredible. Is so just like Columbo in the center of the frame, being forlorn, walking around a like decimated construction site.
I win this time, Thoth. You idiot.
You were too simple, Thoth.
You goddamn Ibis.
I read your books, Thoth.
Now to return to my home, which is full of Texan corpse stink.
I want Columbo. I wish Columbo was in the backseat of that
car. Oh my gosh, maybe
time.
He's not actually dead yet. That's why Columbo can't sense him. He's just kidnapped him and kept him alive in here. Now he's going to kill him.
I mean, that would surprise me, too. This show is supposed to be about murder, not kidnapping.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, what if he kills him now? Because only now would be whenever... Oh, no, he's dead. Okay.
Do you remember that time Columbo was questioning a man before the bomb exploded?
Oh, yeah.
That was so good.
Okay, he's definitely dead.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
He's in the... I hope Columbo... He's in the Count of Monte Cristo bag that he tied himself up in.
You can just say, it's a mummy for class.
I want Columbo to be in the back seat like this guy was in the first part of this episode.
So why is he transporting the body anywhere? Why isn't he burning it?
I called it. Yeah, I agree with you, John.
He should have honestly just bought the body a plane ticket and been on his way.
I mean, like, yeah, couldn't they have checked that? Could they have checked the records to see if...
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Is this how it happens?
Columbo with a spike strip from back on the road,
no,
giggling.
Columbo pulls up behind him with a spare tire.
Hey, John, I wonder if this is it.
Oh, no, it's a normal cop. I was really good at hoping that he'd get out, look at his tire, and see it popped on a raisin.
Oh, well, I'm sure you've got a spare tire in the trunk, sir.
What?
License? and registration, please. And he looks back and it's Columbo. I like that his driver's license looks nothing like him.
Just say you don't have a spare. Just say you don't have a spare. Wow. This dude's doing a bad job.
Is he just gonna shoot the cop?
Oh fuck, I hope so.
Please.
Or is he just gonna play the dead body in the trunk off? Idiot. No!
What?
You say you have no spare. Oh, he's just gonna drive off on this on the flat.
Absolutely.
What?
When is Columbo gonna reveal he's been in the back seat the whole time?
When is Columbo gonna pop out of the bag and be like, "I was in this bag the whole time"?
Yeah. Oh, it smells so bad in there. It smells like someone who yells at horses decomposing.
Wait, he's actually gonna take the time to change the tire?
We see Columbo's face pop out of the tread of the tire. Yeah, here I am. I used my transformation jutsu.
Did Columbo not leave the construction site?
He's still just there moping. He just like wanders across this dude burying the body like, oh, okay.
Sort of dejectedly to be sitting in the hole, just sad. Like back against the wall.
I got so flustered. Columbus was like, I got so flustered because that lady called me lover.
He and that same fucking construction worker are walking down the road talking.
Aw, come on, Peter Falk.
We were here shooting a music video.
I was going to guess we're practicing a cappella.
Me and Shirtless Guy are in a rock band.
Also, he didn't.
No, I'll just get in the car and execute myself.
And it's funny because the killer actually admitted all of this earlier in the episode, so he doesn't admit it at the end now.
Wow. This is the epitome of just giving up.
Just shoving it in his face.
They always end up murdering each other.
How tired do you have to be that when you get arrested, you just get into the back yourself and close the door behind you?
Like, that's all they have to do is read that statement into the record at a trial and go like, yeah, alright, fuck this guy. Yeah! Columbo, do it. Resume your powers.
No, do it. Do it. Oh, come on.
This better not hold over.
Wait, is this episode even canon?
No, exactly.
It can't be.
How could
he have solved the case without
Wait.
Although, you know, if Columbo...
Is he going to jail, too?
If Columbo...
You know what? I think this is
He's going to jail for not smoking crazy goblin weed.
I think this might be actually the last episode of Columbo ever. It's just they did it in the first season.
Because after this, Columbo just dies.
You no, realize no, every the other show keeps going for 20 years.
Before this episode.
Oh. Canonically. Yeah, when he quits smoking, Columbo is aging, over. Right? Yeah.
Sorry, say that again, Pat?
You know he keeps aging, right?
Well, Pat, his age who's fluctuates to say constantly. The energy... Yeah, the aging works linearly for the being we refer to as Columbo.
Yeah, his age is...
You know, like, the city around him, like, keeps changing,
I think
right?
That's just as we see it through the lens of his thuum.
Okay. This isn't... Hey, thanks everyone for coming and listening to us talk about the Never Relevant podcast over Columbo.
Wow, that was real good.
What the fuck is
nice,
that?
Yeah. Nice programming note.
I'm tired.
Oh, okay. Well, if John wants to lead us out, that's fine.
Oh. Wait, no, we have to say, okay, so we just finished season one of Columbo.
Yes.
Next up is the spookiest month of the year, October. And we're going to be watching some horror movies.
We have five horror movies
Hell
set
yes.
up that we're going to talk over.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, I'm also excited.
Yeah, I don't know what the first one's going to be. It's going to be Halloween.
When I told her we were doing this, rolled her eyes and scoffed and was upset that
oh,
we're
no.
doing it.
Oh, no.
She does not
oh,
like
no,
scary
we failed
movies.
Hugh's mom.
Oh, it's okay. We just gave her a whole first season of Columbo. She can...
What do you mean that's okay? Entertaining your mom is our whole purpose in life.
I don't know. I've disappointed her before. It's going to be okay. She still loves me.
Hey, listen. None of the movies are, like, scary, scary
I mean,
movies.
None of the movies are movies she would want to see, so...
Okay.
What's the first one going to be?
I was going
to... Is it just going to be Halloween? Do we just start Halloween month with Halloween?
Halloween?
Sure.
Okay.
Dope.
John, give us the outro.
All right, everybody. Shout at 1,000 horses and keep on smoking that wacky gremlin weed.